Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody, it's Joe McGee. Welcome to our Wednesday Words of Wisdom, where we take a word in the Bible and we sort of go through and find the several scriptures about one word. I did this years ago when I was teaching high school kids, matter of fact, 40 years ago. And I would take a few minutes every day at the start of the class, and I had all seniors, and had them one class a day. I'm trying to get them ready when they get out of school, get them ready to go to college, get a job, become an adult. And so I just pick a word, and I'd try to find five or six scriptures about that word, because, the Bible's been around for a long time. The first book ever published, Gutenberg Press. I mean, it's been amazing. And so it's still in print. It still works. It's still the truth. But I don't speak King James. I study the King James. I just don't speak it. So we're trying to find get all these scriptures from the New Living Translation. I like that translation. And so we try to find a word. We're trying to let them know, hey, every word in the Bible means something. And so trying to give you an idea that every time you read just a verse, every word in that verse means something. And so we try to find a word, said five, six, seven scriptures about that word, kind of give them the overall view of what God was trying to say. So we're going to start today with the word praise, P-R-A-I-S-E, praise. Praise is a good thing. God inhabits praise. And so we're going to do the word praise. So we're going to start off in Psalm 150, verse 1. Psalm 150, verse 1 says, praise the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in his mighty heaven. Or I think King James says, praise him in his mighty tower. And so, every church service will start off with praise and worship. A lot of the men, when I went to church as a kid, they'd come in late. I don't want that singing stuff. Let's get to the meat. Put that meat on the grill. Well, if you don't worship God, the meat doesn't swallow very good. God inhabits praise. God shows up when he gets thanked. And so praise is real important. Next scripture, Psalm 150, verse 6. Psalm 150, verse 6 says, let everything that breathes sing praises to the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, if you go through just Psalms alone, or just Proverbs alone, read a Psalm a day, read a Proverb a day, praise is in there a lot. I mean, if you just Google the name praise in your Bible program, there are going to be a ton of scriptures. God inhabits praise. God goes where he gets thanked. It's real important to do. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, enter his courts with praise. Come before him with singing. So whenever you need something to God, the first thing ought to come out of your mouth, Lord, I just want to take a minute. Thank you. You can't say, Lord, I'm in trouble. I need help. He knows that. He knows what you need and when you need it. He knew your mom and dad before they met each other. God knows everything. But God likes to be thanked. So enter his gates with thanksgiving. So praise is a good thing. Proverbs 27, verse 2. Proverbs 27, verse 2. Let somebody else praise you, not your own mouth. A stranger, not your own lips. In other words, don't be talking about yourself. Don't ever talk about yourself. Talk about other people. Ask other people how they're doing. Don't talk about yourself. People don't like people that talk about themselves all the time. Proverbs 27, 21. Proverbs 27, 21. Fire tests the purity of silver and gold, but a person is tested by being praised. Now, I'm going to read that again. Fire tests the purity of silver and fire tests the purity of gold, but a person is tested by being praised. You don't find out what a person's like, gum flap them a while. And the Bible says God exalts the humble, not the praise. The humble, God exalts the humble. You need to take the lower seat. Don't talk as much. You got two ears, one mouth. Do more listening than talking. And don't ever talk about yourself. Ask people how they're doing. Oh, that'd be really good. Proverbs 31, verse 30. Proverbs 31, 30. Charm is deceptive. Beauty does not last, but a woman who fears the Lord will be greatly praised. What does it say again? Well, it says charm and beauty does not last, but a woman who fears the Lord, she'll be greatly praised. You're going to praise a woman that fears God. A man that fears God will be greatly praised. Oh, that's good. Psalm 9, verse 1. I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all the marvelous things you have done. We used to have testimony time on Wednesday night at church. Anybody have a testimony? What's a testimony? Well, you've been tested, you've come through. And so we'd have testimony now where you say, hey, somebody want to share what God, well, I've been through a hard time, but God brought me out. I had a challenge at work, but God brought me through. I had a situation at work, but God gave me divine favor. And we would share testimonies. You've been tested, but you came out the other side. That's really good. Psalm 18, verse 3. I called on the Lord who is worthy of praise, and he saved me from my enemies. What'd you do? I called on the Lord. I called on the Lord who is worthy of praise. And what did he do? Well, he saved me from my enemies. When I called on him. Well, how'd you call him? Well, I started with thanking him. Father, I thank you. You're going to make me the head, not the tail, above and not beneath. Everything I set my hand is going to prosper. You surround me with the shield of divine favor, Psalm 512. And if you start off by thanking him, it really gets him to move a lot better. Psalm 18, verse 3. I called on the Lord as worthy of praise. He saved me from all my enemies. I like all my enemies. Psalm 35, verse 10. With every bone in my body, I will praise him. Lord, who can compare with you? Who else rescues the helpless from the strong? Who else protects the helpless and the poor from those who rob them? I don't care what kind of situation you're in, God is your answer. I don't care what you're going through right now, God is your answer. God wants to help you before you ever got in trouble. God saw the problem coming before you did, and God said he's already got a way out. Nothing's ever come upon me or you that God has not already made a way out. Nothing takes God by surprise. Oh, that's so good. Psalm 40, verse 3. He has given me a new song to sing, a hymn of praise. Many will see what he has done and be amazed. They will put their trust in the Lord. Well, let's go back and say, why will they put their trust in the Lord? He has given me a new song to sing, a hymn of praise. Many will see what has been done. Many will see what I've been through, the tests and trials I've come out of. Everybody's going to see and they're going to be amazed, but they will put their trust in the Lord. Why? Because you put your trust in the Lord. That's how it works. Now, this last scripture, Psalm 150, verse 2. Psalm 150, verse 2. Praise him for his mighty works. Praise his unequaled greatness. Praise him for his mighty works. Praise for his unequaled greatness. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, enter his courts with praise. Come before him with singing. We've got so much to be thankful for. Sometimes you just need to kind of kickstart it. I know we used to close every church service. Pastor would pick somebody in the congregation. Billy Bob, would you close us out in prayer? Jimmy Bob, would you? And I remember my father-in-law was a good man, very good man. Went to church, paid his tithe, but he didn't like to be up front. And so one day the pastor called my father-in-law, Mr. Kent, would you close us out in prayer? And that terrified him. Now he was a man's man. A Navy veteran, been in World War II, mill right at work, very good competitive man, played basketball, coached a basketball team, but he didn't like to be embarrassed. And that so embarrassed him, he never went back to church again. He never went back to church again. And so it's like, what is it? Well, he didn't want to do anything in public. And so there's times where you realize what happened. Well, Pastor thought he's doing him a favor because people used to love to pray and get up front. And you had, you know, you get some of those guys, pastor, go, hey, Billy Bob, would you close us out in prayer? And they'd pray like, hey, man, the chicken's getting cold. Dinner's getting cold. We're not praying for everybody on the planet. Just close out in prayer. Lord, we thank you for this day. Bless us as we go. Bring us back safely next week. In Jesus' name, amen. But they'd pray for the missionaries in China and in Russia and for the weather and the hurricane and the tornado. And it's like, no, we're just closing out in prayer. So keep it short. And so the thing about praise is just say thank you every now and then. How do you start praying? Well, I just start off by thanking him. Father, I just want to thank you. You're good. I want to thank you. Mercy endures forever. I want to thank you. You order our steps. I want to thank you. You talk to us when we go to sleep. I thank you that you talk to us when we get up. I want to thank you because you're just good. You blessed us. You prospered us. You gave us a great night's sleep. And thank you for our home and our family and our children and our grandchildren. And once you start thanking them, the list will start to grow. It's real simple. So get in the habit of praising God. Every day you get up, first thing out of your mouth, but Father, I want to thank you. This is the day you have made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. That'd be a great way to start your day. So let's start practicing praise. It will go a whole lot better. Amen. Amen. God bless, guys. Hey, everybody, it's Joe McGee. Thank you for joining us on Words of Wisdom on Wednesday. And so this is where we take a word out of the Bible and find several scriptures about it. I've done this for years, did this 40 years ago when I was a school administrator. I'd have my students, we would just pick a word. I start my class with about 5 or 10 minutes. Hey, the word today is wisdom. The Bible says wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get yourself some. You want to be wise, hang out with a wise man, a companion fools will be destroyed. And so we started dropping nuggets on them. I said, your Bible is loaded, absolutely loaded. It is a brick of gold, but you got to dig for it. You know, it's not laying on the surface. You got to dig for it. So the word we're going to cover today is the word mystery. You know, like mystery theater, and that's a mystery. It's a Bible word. It's a really good word. So we're going to pick up in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. The word mystery, 1 Timothy 3:16, without question, this is the great mystery of our faith. Christ was revealed in a human body, vindicated by the Spirit. He was seen by angels, announced to the nations. He was believed in throughout the world and taken to heaven in glory. That's a lot. Let's just kind of break that down. Without question, this is the great mystery. What is? What's the great mystery? It's the great mystery of our faith. What do we have faith? We can't see faith, but you know it's real. You know, people always ask, have you ever seen Jesus? No. You believe he is? Yeah. How do you know? The Bible says so. You believe the Bible's the truth? Absolutely. So this is the great mystery of our faith. Christ was revealed in a human body, vindicated by the Spirit, was seen by angels, announced to the nations, was believed in throughout the world and taken to heaven in glory. Was that first, the beginning, middle, and the end? It's a mystery, but it's been revealed. It was a mystery, but it's been revealed. So we're going to pick up some more. It's going to get Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 5. Ecclesiastes 11, verse 5. This you cannot understand the path of the wind or the mystery of a tiny baby growing in a mother's womb. So you cannot understand the activity of God who does all things. I'm not supposed to understand it. I'm just supposed to believe it. You believe Jesus is the Son of God, that he died for you and God raised from the dead? Yes. Well, if you confess that with your mouth, you'll be saved. What? How do we get saved? You believe Jesus is the Son of God, that he died for you and God raised from the dead? Yeah. Well, confess that with your mouth, you'll get saved. It's not how many times you go to church, how many times you read your Bible, which are all good. That's not how you get saved. So that's incredible. Romans chapter 11, verse 25. Romans 11, 25, we're talking about mercy. God's mercy is for everyone. Whoa, this is Paul writing the Roman church. God's mercy is for everyone. I want you to understand that this mystery, what mystery? The mercy of God. This mystery, dear brothers and sisters, so that you will not feel proud about yourselves. Some of the people of Israel have hard hearts. This will last only until the full number of Gentiles comes to Christ. You know, the Bible says, how did you get saved? Well, God came to the Jews, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the children of Jacob, the 12 tribes. God came to them. He wanted to have a people that he could show off through that would make the world ask them about the hope that's in them. God wanted to find a group of people. They didn't, not because they did anything special. They were just the children of Abraham. And I want to get this people, and I'm going to bless them so much, the world will ask you about the hope that's in you. How'd you get this? Not my IQ, not my GPA. It's all Jesus. Jesus saved me. He orders my steps, filled me with the Holy Spirit, put me in a local church. He guides me in all truth. It's all the mercy of God. I didn't earn it. It's God's mercy. I like this. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7. No, the wisdom we speak of is the mystery of God. His plan that was previously hidden, even though he made it for our ultimate glory before the world began. Now, I'm going to try to go through this or slow. These are all loaded, all of them. 1 Corinthians 2, 7. No, the wisdom we're talking about is the mystery of God. What are you talking about? It's a mystery. Well, it's the mystery of God. His plan that was previously hidden. What is the mystery? God had a plan, but nobody understood it. Nobody understood it. You know, Israel was scattered to the four corners of the earth when they rejected Jesus. That's why God turned and gave the ability to get saved to the Gentile. We've been grafted in. We can get saved now. Well, the church age is coming to a close, and there's 7 years of Jewish history left in the Bible, and this is all biblical. You can study this out. There's 7 years of Jewish history left, but we're still in the church age. God's bringing the Jews home from north, south, east, west, bringing them back to Israel. 1948 became a nation, but we're still in the church age. So with that, here's what he's saying. No, the wisdom we speak of is the mystery of God, his plan that was previously hidden. What was hidden? The church. Nobody understood what the church was. Nobody said it is. Nobody knew Israel's debt, but in existence for 2,000 years. All of a sudden, here they are, 1948, they finally became a nation after 2,000 years of being scattered to the four corners of the earth. All of a sudden, scripture started making sense. It was, oh, that's what God was talking about. Oh, now I understand. Oh, now I understand that scripture. Said his plan that was previously hidden, even though he made it for our ultimate glory before the world began. When God had his plan before there was a world for us to stand on. God planned to save us, planned to send his son, planned to have his son die and go to hell, come out of the grave, go to heaven, sit at the right hand of the Father and pray for us. It was his plan, and he fulfilled it. Ooh, that's real good. I like this. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 32. Ephesians 5, 32. This is a great mystery, but it is an illustration of the way Christ and the church are one. And if you read Ephesians, it's talking about the body of Christ. What is it? Well, it's a great mystery. It's how Jesus and the body of Christ are one. He's the head and we're the body. We work together. We don't work separately. I like this. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 9. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 9. They must be committed to the mystery. He's talking about these people. Evidently, they're committed to the mystery of the faith now revealed. And we must live with a clear conscience. They must be committed to the mystery of the faith now revealed and must live with a clear conscience. Then the last scripture, 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. Without question, this is the great mystery of our faith. Christ was revealed in the human body, vindicated by the Spirit, was seen by the angels, announced to the nations, was believed in throughout the world, and taken to heaven in glory. It's a great, great scripture, the beginning and the end. What is it? Well, it's been a mystery. What is it? Well, the mystery's been revealed. To who? To us, the body of Christ. It's not a mystery to us. It was a mystery to the world, not to us. So let's live the life God's designed for us. Let's grow in our faith. Let's grow in our grace. Let's enjoy being part of the body of Christ in the last days on a planet that desperately needs hope. We live in a hopeless society. Well, we have the answer. So be nice to people today. Open a door. Let somebody go in front of you. Don't get mad at traffic. Don't honk your horn. Don't run up on somebody's bumper. You know, be the salt and the light you were called to be. And eventually people will ask you, why do you live so different? Well, it's Jesus. We can tell about the hope that's in us. So let's live a good life today, guys. God bless. Thank you for listening.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family, and we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.